Aqua Vitens Rand Limited, the company which has been at the center of a storm over the provision of water in the urban centers, have officially handed over its operations to the Ghana Water Company Limited. Our correspondent, Augustus Okwe, has just returned from the event, and he joins us in the studio. Augustus, can you share with us the highlights of the event?
Well, Lily, it was a very brief but yet impressive ceremony. It witnessed both management of Ghana Water Company and then those from the sector minister, the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, as well as officials from Aqua Vitens Rand Limited. And it was a very cordial, from my angle, I could see that there was a very cordial relationship to the Ghana Water Company, and then Aqua Vitens Rand was parting. There was still cordiality within the management over there. And also, the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Obamba, being before giving his remarks at the close of the ceremony, was flanked by both managers of Ghana Water Company, that's Mr. Kweku Buchi, and then Aqua Vitens Rand manager, Martin Nice.
You mentioned the Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing. What did he have to say about the event?
Well, he actually noted that Cabinet last Friday approved that there should be the setting up of a new governance structure for water, urban water delivery, that to be the Ghana Urban Water Limited. And the Ghana Urban Water Limited will be given a year to look at the work Aqua Vitens had done and how to improve upon it. And so after 1 year, government will be in a proper position to critically deliver quality water to the urban population. Also, the Ghana Water Company Limited, the Ghana Urban Water Limited will not be an entity on its own. They will be the operations wing of the Ghana Water Company Limited. And so in effect, they are going to have management from both Ghana Water Company Limited and those who are working with Aqua Vitens Rand Limited.
Now, before this comes into being, did they talk of any interim kind of arrangement or an extension, a little extension for Aqua Vitens Rand?
No. There was no extension or no indication made for an extension to Aqua Vitens Rand. They have handed over their facilities, their staff, and any other documents relating to their operations in Ghana to the Ghana Water Company Limited today. And so what is going to happen is that as I indicated earlier on, within the next year, we are going to see the operations wing of the urban water delivery being taken care of by the Ghana Urban Water Limited, which is going to work with Ghana Water Company Limited.
Now, the AVRL boss, do you have anything to say?
Yes, the AVRL boss, Martin Nice, was of the opinion that though people have the perception that Aqua Vitens Rand really didn't do much to improve the water delivery within the urban centers of Ghana, they had actually chalked up some successes. He mentioned the fact that they were able to boost the revenue of urban water delivery from 57 million when they took off to 143 million Ghana cedis. And then also they were actually able to reduce production losses from 9% to 5%. And he also indicated that they have set up workshops and offices through which they can measure their output, and call centers where people can report cases to them.
Thanks for joining us. That was our correspondent, Augustus Okwe.